Hello everyone, Richard Lewis here with another video, and this one's just a quick one. I know I've said that before in the past and it hasn't really been quick, because my idea of quick is obviously very different to some people's ideas of quick. You should be able to cope with this. If you're one of those TLDW people, this should be nice and easy for you. So we get a lot of chatter at the moment about how esports has arrived, right? Like it's arrived, it's legit, it's real sports, you know, and everyone always cites like these examples of why that's true, you know, the amount of money spent, total hours watched, the amount of people attending events, you know, total prize money awarded, whatever the metric is, that's what people like to cite to say that we're a real sport. And, you know, I'm inclined to agree. I've always felt that, you know, it doesn't really matter what you call it. It just is its own thing. And it's self-evident that it's a competition. It's self-evident that these people who play esports, they live like athletes. So, you know, why not just give them the same respect? Labels aren't really important. I mean, shit, people are still even arguing about how you spell esports and whether it's got a capital S or not. Like, I'm just not fucking interested in that. Here's what I am interested in. This is the true measure of whether or not we have made it. I got linked to a fake advertisement. A fake advertisement for a supplement for an esports. This is so good. I imagine the supplement exists. Maybe. I don't know. I'm not going to. Maybe I should order some. Sam, you can.
Yeah, I'll dig into it.
Your money to do it. Yeah, you dig into it. You like supplements, don't you? So it's all good. Beak is a supplement, right? So anyway, dad food. Yeah, food is also a supplement. So I got linked this. And obviously some people think it's genuine. It's got one of those fake URLs. So it's like ESPN-weekly.com. And of course, this isn't real. It's got nothing to do with ESPN. I mean, for starters, why is it linking to ESPN Weekly? And then it goes to an NBC News website. If you click on certain parts of the website as well, it goes to dead links at 404s. This isn't genuine. It's not being endorsed by these people. But I've seen this doing the rounds and it come to my attention. So I'll just read this to you. The key to unlocking the potential of the new generation esports, NBC News. A stadium full of screaming fans, athletes with unrivaled focus and tension that fills the air, taking everyone's breath away. This isn't basketball or boxing or even professional darts. It's competitive esports, and it's taking the world by storm. Twitch, a video streaming site that boasts 55 million users, is arguably the most important contributor to esports' recent growth, offering streams of games and tourneys and access to gaming stars. It's also where the next generation of would-be gamers post their own streams. And you can see here, you know, so far, so typical, right? This is like every article introducing esports ever. And then you scroll down. Who's this beautiful bastard? Who's this handsome fucker with his crucifix and his headset and his muscle vest and his tanned skin and his dreamy eyes? It's Ryan Freakazoid Abadir, age 23, an aspiring Counter-Strike global offensive player. Well-known within the United States, definitely a professional, nothing aspiring about him. He began his journey on Twitch, streaming long hours on end and practicing vigorously throughout the months. He didn't begin his journey on Twitch at all. He was in many pro teams in Counter-Strike Source. Eventually, his hard work paid off, and he made his mark on the competitive scene with his first team, Cloud9, not his first team, and his new team, Echo Fox. But we all asked the same question. What sets him apart from any other player aspiring to one day step onto the international spotlight? This is so good. Today, we reveal how Freakazoid and other esports players, students, athletes, and business executives stay mentally focused. Men and women between the ages of 18 and 41 are benefiting from Intellirol, a natural supplement that reacts with the gene NRXN3 in the human brain.
Look, it was in the human brain.
Human brain. Right, not the rat brain. The human brain. Intellirol was the target of several major pharmaceutical companies claiming it was too powerful to be sold without prescription.
Doctors hate him.
Yeah. Fortunately, after 3 years of clinical studies, the FDA has approved Intellirol as one of the first natural cognitive enhancers, and the ban was finally lifted. Intellirol is now widely used within the esports community to give players the edge that propelled aspiring players like Freakazoid. Now, obviously, whoever put together this fake advertisement probably got wind of the Adderall scandal and has just ran with this, you know, like and just made all of this shit up. You can see here that it's another picture of, you know, I think it's Cloud Nine still, the old Cloud Nine with Sean Gares there. And you can see with so much praise from the media and countless reviews from people experiencing success with IntelliRoll, we at NBC News, not with NBC News, didn't happen, wanted to verify whether this was all hype. Practically everyone in our building volunteered to test out. So there you go. According to this report, everyone at fucking NBC News is on fucking drugs. I mean, that does explain a few things.
I like that. Someone comes in. Do you want to try these drugs? Yeah. Everyone.
But we chose our health and science editor, Alan Frazier. Below is his account of using IntelliRoll over a four-week period. And then it's just a pie chart that doesn't explain anything. Like, just memory. Yeah. Does that mean it was up or down or whatever? Anyway, it goes into what happens with IntelliRoll. You know, it reads incredible, like just a fucking mad, like proper get wrecked sales pitch, like grade A stinking damp bullshit. Like, buying a bottle of IntelliRoll proved to be tougher than I ever imagined. You're testing it, you just get it for free, don't you? What the fuck's going on? It was sold out on their website almost immediately after coming back on the market. Some eBay sellers were asking $300 for just one bottle. That's too rich for me. They pay well at NBC, obviously. I finally secured a few bottles at their regular price after waiting 2 long weeks for IntelliRoll to restock. About 30 minutes after taking my first pill, I felt the effects kick in. It started with a pleasant wave of calmness that washed over my entire body like a warm blanket. The mental fog and stress I've been carrying around vanished instantly. Soon, I reached a level of alertness and concentration I'd never experienced before. Sounds didn't even register. I mean, that's great if you're a Counter-Strike player, right? Yep, don't need that sound. It was like walking around on a winter day after it just snowed. It became easy for me to ignore distractions and outside noises. Best of all, there weren't any of the negative effects I get when taking Adderall. Also, you're an Adderall user as well. Okay, cool. Just throw that in there, little curveball. Week two, I was a bit concerned that IntelliRoll would stop working for me after 1 week. Not so. I'm feeling even more focused and energized than before. After a 10-hour workday, my energy levels were still high, and I was focused and determined to finish all tasks for the day. IntelliRoll improved my ability to focus and function, and I made absolutely no change to my diet, exercise, or work schedule. My results came from only taking IntelliRoll. Week three, the effects of IntelliRoll are still with me, and I was pleased at how many items on my to-do list were crossed off. Previously, I had problems starting and completing tasks. IntelliRoll has me laser-focused on the job at hand, and I am suddenly able to get things done before I move on. I noticed throughout the week I was hardly ever stressed. I was able to control my emotions without losing focus. Doesn't even sound like Freakazoid, this, does it? I'm just joking, Ryan. I love you, baby. I expected to run out of steam around the third week due to my body getting used to the ingredients, but my energy levels haven't dipped at all. They remain steady throughout the day. Week four, I was given the nickname Superman at the office, right? As I've become the most productive member of the staff, I give all the credit to IntelliRoll. The drug worked as well this week as it had in previous weeks. My mind is crystal clear. I'm able to recall stored memories with near perfect accuracy. It's called having a memory. It's unbelievable how much has changed in just 4 short weeks. It's not like I became a genius overnight after taking IntelliRoll, but it's definitely improved my memory and the speed at which I process new information. And it gives a verdict. And says, I've tried all these other drugs, but this is the one. This is the boy. And then it says, exclusive offer for our readers. You click here, and you go through, and you get IntelliRoll. Good news, everyone. Right at the bottom, it says, as of Monday, IntelliRoll was currently in stock. Now, what's funny is, because obviously we know, you know, like ESL are doing drugs tests, and fucking Cloud9 had that weird, like, Semphis revealed Adderall thing, and people are asking, you know, are people on supplements? You know, a few players have even messaged me about this. Going to be a bloody see this. Now, I got in touch with Freakazoid. Obviously, I showed this to him. And he obviously doesn't know anything about this. Like, it's got nothing to do with him whatsoever. He's not endorsing the use of supplements. I'm pretty sure he doesn't use IntelliRoll or whatever fucking crazy deranged drug that sounds like it's right out of a comic book. And certainly, I would definitely advise anyone, if you see anything like this with an esports star giving it 2 thumbs up, like, yeah, do all these strange pills you bought off the internet. Don't do them. You know, I would definitely say probably avoid taking IntelliRoll. I don't think it's going to be good for you. But there you have it. So we finally arrived. We've now got fake supplements. I think it's only a matter of time before we see certain players endorsing, you know, dick growing pills. I might go for hair regrowth, mate. What do you think?
Go for it, bud.
Yeah, go for it. As long as I got your blessing, mate.
Take the witch doctor advice if you want, mate.
That's what matters. But yeah, but the key thing is, I just wanted to say, if you see this, it's definitely not genuine. It's got nothing to do with Freakazoid. These pills are probably going to be absolutely awful. I mean, best case scenario, they're going to be sugar pills, placebo pills. Worst case scenario, they're going to contain all sorts of shit. So yeah, just don't take any esports supplements that you see advertised on dodgy websites, on Facebook, or anywhere else. Anyway, thought this would give you a giggle. We'll see you on the next video. Peace.